one.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Football season is back. Are you looking for a place to make your online wagers for all NFL and college football games? Well, head to betonline.ag today to take full advantage of all the best bonuses in the business. Use promo code PODCAST1 and receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studios. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, host of Project Action and the nationally syndicated Down and Dirty Radio Show, also available on Podcast One and anywhere podcasts are. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. We got a special one today. It's kind of a Polaris Razor-themed episode. Obviously, I'm a Polaris Razor ambassador coming from the Polaris Razor Studios. Well, my guest is Polaris Razor affiliated, and we got some big news in the Polaris Razor world dropping today. So it's all things Razor here on Project Action today, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. My guest today, Lindsey Hayes, the host of Destination Polaris, the television show on Fox Sports. This is their, getting ready to kick off their, 10th season on the air. They just adventure in Polaris Razors, go to all kinds of motorsports events, festivals, trails, mud bogs, rock crawls, desert races, you name it, Destination Polaris goes there, and they document it and all the fun. The dunes, can't leave out Glamis, but always fun catching up with Lindsey Hayes. And, this is actually a massive week in the UTV industry. Sand Sports Super Show, Costa Mesa, California, is this weekend, and it's called the Sand Sports Show because when it started out years and years ago, it's all about sand rails and some sand buggies and stuff like that, right? Well, it's morphed into basically the UTV industry trade show. So that is happening this weekend. I am actually, as soon as I get done recording this, I am going off to Costa Mesa. I've got my Project Unicorn Razor in the booth at MotoShield Pro. But everybody in the UTV industry is going to be out there. It is a great show. Definitely one if you're in the SoCal area and you like UTVs, power sports. I think Endurocross is going to be in action there as well. But if you like anything like that, it is worth the trip. It's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you're tuning into this next week, well, you missed it. I'm sure you're seeing all the rad stuff online and that. So Lindsey Hayes will actually be out there. My guest today, she'll actually be out there as well. So I am heading out there, and it is going to be massive. And speaking of massive, Polaris dropping today. And actually, when we do this interview with Lindsey Hayes, I recorded it earlier this week. We teased a big announcement from Polaris. Well, they actually announced it today right before the show, so now I can talk about it, but I couldn't when we did the interview because I didn't quite know when they were going to drop it. So Polaris, you guys follow UTVs, you know the Polaris Razor Turbo S, game-changing UTV, 72 inches long travel, 3-inch shocks, got that dynamic suspension that's all computer-controlled, big tires, wheels. It's just the ultimate fun haver, right? Well, they up the game now. The 4-seat Turbo S, bring the whole family, bring your friends, bring the ice chest, bring the fun. That got dropped today. 168 horsepower, 72 inches wide, 25 inches of travel front and rear. The big Fox shocks with the electronically controlled suspension, ride command, the whole works, full doors, cage, roof. Awesome lighting. This thing is badass. Comes in two colors, blue and red. Starts at $30,499. So that is the big news. If you want info on that, head over to Polaris' website or go and check it on my website, downanddirtyshow.com. We got all the features, all kinds of pictures. I got videos up on my social, everything else. Check it out. Downanddirtyshow.com. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media, or at downanddirtyshow on Instagram as well. I got two Instagram accounts there. So make sure and check out all the fun, and let me know what you think of this new badass Razor. I can't wait to get behind the wheel of one. This thing is a monster. They call it the Turbo Beast for a reason. I am pumped about this. I'm actually pumped to get to the Sand Sports Show and show off my Project Unicorn Razor. My friends at Assault helped me put that together, and it's going to be on display at Moto Shield, you know, so definitely worth checking out. I'll be around Friday and Sunday. I'm not going to be there Saturday, but I'll be around Friday and Sunday, so make sure and, hit me up on social media if you're going to be in the area, man. I'd love to meet up with some friends and, you know, and meet you guys and everything else, so should be a fun time. It's a great party out there at Costa Mesa at the Sand Sports Show, so get in on that. Speaking of getting in on things, make sure and subscribe to Project Action on iTunes if you haven't already. Boom, go over to Project Action on iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and it's the easiest way to get this podcast, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Do the same thing, hit the subscribe button, and if you haven't left a rating or review, it really helps us, especially with selling to sponsors, advertisers, things like that. So please hit the rating, 1 through 5 stars, leave that rating, and if you take the chance to leave a review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review there on iTunes for Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show. You do that, I will see it, and I will follow you on social media. So it's the easiest way to get a follow from me is to do that over there on iTunes. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. It's a fun one. Lindsey Hayes today. It's going to be a little bit of a brief one. Her and I did a thing with the national show earlier this week. This is a stretched out, longer version of that interview. We had to chop it up for national syndication. This one's 20 plus minutes long. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Speaking of enjoying the show, next week I've got my very good friend BC Vaught on here on Project Action. He and I actually recorded today. It's an hour long interview. BC Vaught, what you guys need to know. If you are a rocker from the 2000s, you know Head PE. They had that song Bartender. It was, I don't know, literally viral hit. They were one of the rap rock bands. You know, they toured with Linkin Park, System of a Down, Papa Roach, you name it. These boys just shredded it. He was the drummer for Head PE. He is on next week. We talked just old rock and roll in the, in the 2000s, tour life. And then he has now made his transition into being an action sports agent for Colton Moore, some pro surfers and things like that. He's highly involved in the UTV industry as well. So talks about his transition from tour life and rocking around the country and partying every night, to what he's doing now. You guys are really going to, it doesn't matter if you're a Head PE fan or not. I don't know how you aren't. Their songs are just literally timeless. Like, I don't want to call them like Elton John timeless, but like if you're a rock fan, Bartender comes on the radio, you're like, boom, yes, tune this in, crank it up, I am in. It's that kind of music. Like, it's relevant today. It's good rock and roll. It's like Guns N' Roses, right? Welcome to the Jungle comes on. I don't care. It's just good music. That's what I say about Head PE. So always fun catching up with BC Vaught. He'll actually be at Sand Sports Show as well. But I honestly, that's one of those interviews you want to tune into next week. It's so, so good. I can't even explain it. Definitely tune in next week here on Project Action on Podcast One. But before you tune in next week and before we get to this interview with Lindsey Hayes, I got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners here on Project Action on Podcast One. And our good friends at TrueCar, you know, they've been here since almost day one here on Project Action. And if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for. But what's it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something to you. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars you want, all from the comfort of your home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Well, it's because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want in your area. And your certified dealers know this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Man, mine is bananas. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up the groceries, send a few emails, pay some bills. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that to-do list. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or go anywhere. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And you know, football season is here. There's no more waiting. The time has arrived. Are you ready to get in all the action for college and NFL football? Don't wait any longer to make your online wagers. Head over to betonline.ag and take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use promo code PODCAST1 and receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. That's PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And our exclusive partner here at Podcast One Sportsnet. All right, we are going to get to that interview right now with Lindsey Hayes from Destination Polaris. Jim Beaver here, along with fellow Polaris Razor aficionado Lindsey Hayes from Destination Polaris. How's everything going, Lindsey?
Hi, Jim. Things are going well. Busy season for travel is upon us again for fall, so it's exciting.
Yeah, my summer was kind of bananas. I know your fall is going to get bananas. I do got to mention, though, I guess life is really good. You were at the Packers game yesterday, right? yeah, I mean, that was
It was good for me. Yeah. It was really good for me. If you're a Packer fan, it was really good for you. If you're a Bears fan at that game, it was a tough night at Lambeau. But, yeah, what a venue. I can't say enough about just sports fans in general. If you've never been to Lambeau Field, I don't care if you're a Packer fan or not. The atmosphere and the history of that place, I hope you could see it once in a lifetime. You have to try to get there.
You know what's funny? I've had to fly in and out of Green Bay twice in the past month. Once for Bark wow. River and once for Crandon. So but every time flying in and out, like I get a chance to look at Lambeau. And then you land in Green Bay, and for people who haven't landed, they think, oh, NFL franchise, Green Bay's got to be huge. Green Bay is not huge. The airport is tiny. I'm like, it's crazy. Like, everybody in that area, I mean, within like a three-hour radius, must show up at Lambeau for these games because I'm trying to figure out where the draw is. I mean, I get the draw of the Green Bay Packers, but, I mean, it's not like Green Bay's this massive city like the size of Chicago or something.
No, yeah, the party is brought to Green Bay. When we were tailgating, I love that at part of the atmosphere. You're going walking around and finding out where everyone's from. And there were people from Texas. There were people from Alabama. And I'm like, wait, what? You're Packer fans all the way down there? So they drove all of those hours and then had tailgates set up. So the whole state of Wisconsin is up there along with all the other diehards. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is wild. And it's funny. Like everywhere you turn, there is Green Bay Packers, like every store, everything. It's wild. Like, I don't know. I know that it's not where we thought this interview was going, but I'm just like, I saw you at the
right.
Packers game and I'm like, I so got to talk about this because I flew in for off-road racing and it was literally like, I don't know, between Crandon and the 50,000 off-road fans, and they're all wearing, like, their off-road shirts, but they've got a Packer hat on, or they've got a Packer shirt and an off-road hat. Like, it's so funny because, like, oh, there's two things in Wisconsin this summer, off-road and Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and Crandon, man, if you haven't been there, that's another one you got to get to there, too.
Well, and speaking of that, I know Polaris Razor sponsored that weekend this year, and I was out there, and, you know, and I know I talked with all our friends there at Polaris in the marketing department, and they were doing a bunch of ride-alongs and things like that, and at the end of the weekend, like, they didn't really know what to expect. I think a couple of them have been there before, but I think it was new to a lot of them, and at the end of the weekend, it was all smiles on all their faces. They're like, we have to come back. Like, this is Razor. Country.
Yeah. Well, I always laugh because when I've talked to RJ Anderson, he talks so highly. When I tell him I'm from Wisconsin, he's like, oh, Crandon, you know? And so even the draw out in California and out west of how much so many off-road racers just love to come and have that atmosphere there too.
Yeah, Shelby got behind the wheel this year at Crandon. She did really well, and I know she was just pumped on her first Crandon being able to race in it. And like, I don't know, it was just awesome to see all the, I don't know, just the whole Razor family. You know how it is when we get together at an off-road event and this Razor family comes out of the woodwork, right?
That's right, and that's going to happen again this week too. So the Razor family is headed out to California, which is kind of exciting. So.
Yeah, you and I know you and I will both be at the SanSports Super Show, and it's funny because I can't remember who posted, but somebody posted. They go, this thing was started as a SanSports Super Show. It's just become like the UTV Expo is what it's become because like 90% of it is UTV, and Polaris Razor has a big part of it. But I mean, I know we ran into each other last year, but it's so huge. Like, I mean, it almost takes you a couple days to see everything.
Yeah, and I mean, it starts Friday and then Saturday and Sunday. It does take a lot of time. And I mean, I was able to already talk to some of the different booths that are going to be out there and a lot of our show partners. And they've got some really awesome things at the show this year that it's like, I'm fired up and excited about. Polaris, I can't give away too much, but I do want to give away a little bit of a hint that people need to get to the CN Sports Super Show.
Yes.
If they are a Polaris Razor fan. There's some big things going on. They're going to have some show exclusives this year, and it's going to be an awesome week. I'm counting down the days until I even get to see what they've got going on at their booth. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, and that was another thing. And they had said, they're like, you got to tell people about it. Not tell them what it is, but they're like, you got to tell people. I mean, This is the first time in a couple of years, I think, Polaris is, they've always had a lot of athletes there and units on display, but corporate Polaris having a footprint at SanSports, first time in a couple of years, and they're doing it in a big way. So, I mean, that was definitely a good segue there, because I know Polaris definitely stopped by the Polaris booth. They have some big things planned for this weekend.
Yeah, and just some other ones, just for the partners that I think it would be cool if you're going to be out there. There's some really awesome giveaways that are going on that I just have been made known of. And then another thing that I don't know if you know as much about yet, but another big thing that Polaris is working on is called Polaris Adventures. So it's a new rental like program that's going on nationwide with Polaris machines. So now for people who maybe don't own a machine, they want to go out and test out one of the brand new Razors and see if this is maybe a good fit for them and have a weekend getaway at a destination. They can go to certain Polaris Adventure locations across the country and rent a Razor and then ride the trails in these Polaris Adventure locations. They give you maps and they help you out and tell you the best places to ride right in those areas. And one of the new locations, this year is at Pirate Cove Resort out by Lake Havasu. Yeah. And so they've got 3,000 miles of trails. And so they're going to be on site. And I'm going to be out there kind of discussing a little bit more about Polaris Adventures, because I think this is something that people getting into off-roading really love that, to take advantage of. Hey, how can I just ride one of these machines to know if it's right for me? So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. Well, and I know SanSports, too, one of our mutual partners, our good friends at Warfighter Made. One of my sponsors, yeah, Oliver Razor, in the booth at MotoShield Pro. But a lot of people, we haven't made this formal announcement. I guess we are now. But we've teamed up with Warfighter Made. For every single purchase, $10 of it through MotoShield Pro at the show, $10 of every purchase is going to go directly to Warfighter Made. So that's something
that.
Given back to our good friends over there at Warfighter Made too. So lots of cool stuff going on at SanSports. I don't know, like I see all the new product drops and I've heard rumors of a bunch of stuff. Like I'm excited. I think anybody that likes UTVs, this is like Christmas time.
Yeah. And every one of the booths, I mean, you know, I laugh because I think that I've been coming for a couple of years now, and just to watch Polaris builds kind of populate. And it's so crazy how many of the booths have a Polaris build as part of the, you know, expo demo, and which is awesome. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Well, and this is like the first real trade show season with the new RS1 and Turbo S out. So like I feel like, because they got, you know, Turbo S kind of got launched in the spring, and you had the RS, it was kind of the tail end of winter. Like we haven't had a true like season for these things yet. So I'm excited about this ride season, just seeing these crazy builds that we know are coming.
Yeah. And I think that that's the cool thing about it too, is that, you know, okay, products launch and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, everyone these days needs to customize, and that's the best part of it, you know, to make it yours. So then finally at the expo, I feel like people can really see like, oh, these are the new products that I can put on, you know, the machine. And they actually, all of the different vendors, I feel like finally have gotten caught up to be like, hey, I've got the accessories that you want for it. Like I know that, I'm big into music on the trail. I need to be pumping up and jamming out if I'm going to be riding, especially if we're doing multiple days for the week. And so, like, you know, I know that SSV Works has a new audio system that's for ride command vehicles. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I really am falling in love pretty quick with the ride command feature for Polaris and just all the different avenues now that I can attach my Bluetooth so I can listen to my playlist and then really having her crank with some good speakers and a sound system.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy, just the tech going into these things. But I got to put you on the spot, your playlist. What is your riding playlist? What's on your riding playlist? I know me, like, it's a little bit of, like, Rob Zombie and White Zombie, maybe some Linkin Park. Like, what is on Lindsay Hayes' playlist?
Well, it depends. I'm not going to lie. I am through and through a country girl at heart. And so I do love country music. But I also love anything that has a good beat that I can dance to.
Gotcha.
So I am very impartial about, I mean, country would probably, there's for sure going to be country on there. And then there's going to for sure be some even old school rock and roll.
Okay.
And I mean, you kind of name it. I love music and I'm not biased to just one genre, but it all depends on what kind of feel I'm going for. Like, are we going to be going fast and, you know, it doesn't need to be kind of more some badass music, or is it country, just a joyride? It all depends, you know.
See, for me, I love country music too, but I save that for around the campfire, like at Glamis when we're done. Like, to me, like, if I'm going to go out and bomb razors, like, we got to have some hard rock, maybe some 80s hair bands, but like, I love country, but I save that for the campfire, you know, hanging out in the evening. So that's just like, I feel you though with the country, so. So, all right, well, we got to talk real quick. We haven't even touched base on Destination Polaris. That's you and I. We go off all these down these crazy rabbit holes. And you never know where we're going. But Destination Polaris, I mean, I know we are right now in, you know, knee deep in kind of 2018. You guys are wrapping up this season. I know you guys were just in Quebec, and then we got 2019 and the 10th season. That's coming up as well. So, what's been going on in Destination Polaris world?
Well, yeah, it's been really exciting. We do 20 new shows a year, and so the last little bit of the new shows is airing right now on Fox Sports Networks. And you had mentioned a little bit about the Quebec Canada ride, but we basically, you can fly into Quebec City, and then it's about a six-hour drive up to the Gaspésie Peninsula. So you have trail systems up into the mountains. You can have some of the best mud riding that I've done in a long time. And then you have trails that go out to along the coast where it's the St. Lawrence River that opens up into the North Atlantic Ocean. So we stayed at this place with like 5-star accommodations. I mean, amazing food, like 5-course meals every night. And then you get up in the morning and you just ride all day long. And their UTV Federation up there keeps those trails so well groomed and so well marked. There's no way you're getting lost, and you can kind of go and do whatever you want. I mean, we went moose watching and had some pretty cool interactions with a moose pretty close. And then, you know, we were riding razors right down along the water to see some lighthouses and spectacular views. So it was a pretty epic trip, and we were up there for a week.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about razors is my razor is taking me places that I never thought I'd go before. And because of the capability, you're able to see things and go places, you know, that you just never thought possible. And I know, like, that's one thing I love about Destination Polaris is just seeing these amazing locations that you guys get to go to.
Yeah, and I mean, that's our goal through and through is always, I mean, to come up with places that we hope that people get excited to go and explore themselves and get out there and do it. I mean, so yeah, like you had said, our 10th season, it's crazy. I haven't been along on the ride for all 10 years, but boy, the last 3.5 have been quite a ride for me. And so I've loved it, but we've got some really cool places that we think people will get excited about this fall. Like, we're hoping, I don't know if I want to tell you where the big location is, but it's going to be somewhere exotic and amazing to start the season off. So I'm not going to give that one away because we're going to go big with the show number 1 of season 10. And then we've got Mammoth, we've got Minnesota, Montana. We're going out east. I want to explore more. There is actually 5 amazing trail systems over in the Appalachian Mountains. One of the, I think, most known is called the Pocahontas Trail. And so we're going to finally feature that. We haven't done that yet. And I've heard great things about that area over there. So I'm going to go explore that in October. And then one of the best places in Wisconsin to ride is right along the Wisconsin, UP, you know, upper Michigan border. And that's Hurley, Wisconsin and Ironwood, Michigan. More than 500 miles of trails in just one or two counties. So it's very heavily populated up there and open year round, whether you like to snowmobile or you like to off road.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area of the country too. And I think it's, like you said, yeah, you get into the UP and it's just so amazing up there. And I don't want to say untouched because there's a lot of people live in the UP, but I feel like, you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't want to say forgotten about either, but it's kind of a remote part of the US and it's just so beautiful when you get up into that area.
And the biggest thing about those places are that they're UTV friendly,
yeah,
and from all standpoints, you know, come on, ride right into town, pull up to where you're going to have dinner. By the way, ride down to your like little B&B and park it. And I mean, those are kind of when I'm looking for places that I want to go and try to find for everyone watching the show. That's what we're trying to find, are those little hidden gems that really just like all inclusive, go there and, you know, have a great time because they embrace us. So.
Yeah, well, and I know just a couple weeks ago, I was up in Bark River in the UP for the off-road race for the Midwest Short Course League race. And, you know, we was reading a lot on Mackinac Island and stuff like that up there. And like that in the wintertime, like you can take a ferry boat during the summer. But in the wintertime, people just take their UTVs and their snowmobiles and just head right out to the island. I think that's like there's so many amazing things to do both summer and the winter up there, you know, on UTVs and or snowmobiles.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually going with a guy who is one of the guys who grooms a lot of the snowmobile trails all winter long.
Oh.
But yeah, they can't speak as highly enough. I mean, it's crazy. In Wisconsin, you can drive UTVs from one part of the state north to south. Like, it's insane that it is that ATV UTV friendly now, that there is a way to get from one end of the state to the other, all on a trail. It's pretty crazy.
That's kind of like almost like Arizona, you know, because we can have license plates on ours here and people have them as like,
yeah,
there's razors driving around my town like it's a second car. I mean, all my razors are licensed and I just buzz around town in them, you know, like my grocery getters, I call them. But yeah, it's like, it's awesome that there are states like that, Wisconsin with the trail systems and things like that. And, you know, and I don't think, you know, I don't know, I guess us as like off-road community, that's one thing I really like about Destination Polaris is you've helped get the word out on things like that. But, you know, because I think a lot of people are like, oh, what do I do this once I get it if I'm not in the Southwest where there's deserts and dunes, you know? Well, there are these amazing trail systems all over the country, and you guys have done an amazing job with Destination Polaris of, you know, kind of opening that window to people where, hey, you can take these things out, and, you know, there are trails near you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that, and thank you for that. But at the same time, I mean, a lot of the reason we find the great locations is because, you know, all of the off-road family, I love that aspect of it, is that everyone's like, hey, you got to go here, or that's the best part about riding. You're out on the trail and you stop and you meet someone alongside the trail and they're like, hey, I'm from here. And by the way, if you ever come to my area, go here. And so that's a word of mouth. I can't say enough. If there are people that are listening that have a place that we haven't covered, reach out to us on Facebook or DM us on Instagram, because we're open to going to those places, and that's a lot of it, of the word of mouth is how we find the places that we go.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I appreciate you taking the time today, Lindsay. I know you and I got a busy week. We will see each other at Sand Sports later on this week. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to those big Polaris announcements. Definitely swing by the Polaris booth. And are you just going to be bouncing around the show for people tuning in that are going to be out there, want to see you, get a picture, catch up, or are you going to be in a booth or just bouncing around?
So I actually will be in booths on Saturday. If you guys want to just head over, I'll have my kind of list of appearances. I'm going to be doing Destination Polaris t-shirt and hat giveaways. And we also have a $3,000 plus prize that you can get entered to win. And so be sure to look on my Instagram and social media pages to see where I'm going to be. But all day Saturday, I'll be doing appearances at booths. And so I hope that everyone can come out and get in on some of the giveaway stuff too.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing you. Thank you for calling in, Lindsay, and we'll definitely chat soon.
All right, see you Friday.
And that was Lindsay Hayes with Destination Polaris on Fox Sports. You can definitely check their awesome TV show out, especially if you like side-by-sides. Check her out at SanSports this weekend. If you're just tuning in, check out that new Turbo S Polaris Razor 4-seat that just dropped. You know, it's all over the internet. It's going to be all over SanSports show. I love the damn thing. I can't wait to get my hands on it. It is going to be a beast. So thank you guys once again for tuning in this show. Hope you liked it. And if you like this show, you also need to check out CarCast, the longest running automotive podcast. CarCast, it's twice weekly automotive show hosted by Adam Carolla, wrestling superstar Big Bill Goldberg, and Matt the Motorator D'Andrea. It's the only show of its kind that explores all aspects of the automotive space, from the performance aftermarket to new car buying and the future of the automotive industry. The guys answering your questions offer advice and feature guests from the automotive industry and celebrity car enthusiasts. Listen to CarCast with Goldberg and Motorator Matt every Wednesday, and Adam Carolla with Motorator every Friday on Podcast One app or on iTunes Podcasts. Been fortunate enough to be on the CarCast show. You can go and check that one out in their archives. Adam Carolla has been a guest on this show as well as the Down and Dirty Radio show. And actually, Matt D'Andrea is going to be a guest upcoming here on Project Action as well. So good people over there. Definitely a podcast you should listen to. I haven't had the opportunity to catch up with Bill Goldberg yet, but that would be a fun one. Hopefully we can do that sometime soon. But good stuff over there. Thank you guys for tuning in here. Follow me at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's at Down and Dirty Show as well on Instagram. We've got that Facebook group. It's Down and Dirty Show, or actually JimBeaver15, but it's all about action sports and motorsports discussion. Join that group. Down and Dirty Show's the website. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes to both Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show. And I will be out at the SanSports show this weekend. DM me or tag me on Facebook, or actually probably best place to be Twitter or Instagram. And I would love to link up with you guys if you're going to be out at the show. Always fun to catch up with fans. Have a great week. Be safe. As always, game on.